Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Le Retour de la Pierre by Elon from Côte d'Ivoire. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Le Retour de la Pierre was released July 13th, 2022 under Independent. 13 songs, 39 minutes of runtime, 7 features, multiple producer placements that include the decorated Shadow Chris, the equally decorated Tamsa, Panther Staff, Kaizak Beats, Bello Trackman. Yeah, there's a lot of heavy hitters on this one. The intro to the album was a lot. I mean, from monologues to fast-paced music, rapping, a thumping bass line, a young voice of a kid talking, the works. It also included so many sonic elements and transitions. It was like listening to a really intense movie that's just touching on so many things. It was interesting to listen to Le Retour de la Pierre detached from the Kifno beat lens, which I know Elon from. And I mean, Kifno beat, come on, man. Probably the greatest rap group out of Côte d'Ivoire. I didn't actually know that Elon is his real name spelt backwards. So his name is actually Nwole. Nice. Le Retour de la Pierre is drill, trap, coupé décalé, afro beats, some compa sprinkles, and a little dombolo. It's there, it's all there. This means there's a lot of experimentation with sounds you wouldn't normally associate with Elon. For debut, that means we get to pick the Elon we want. And interestingly, remember what I said about the intro? I mean, there's a very, you know, solid, there's some solid rapping there. So when you listen to the intro, you're like, I know what I'm getting. This is the Elon that I expected. Then when you actually get into the album, you realize, nah, man, this guy has got versatility on lock. He's just doing the most on an album. Le Retour de la Pierre has many surprisingly smooth joints. And you can owe a fair bit of that to some impressive features such as José, Fanny J, Kiki Motebela, you know. Elon actually serves some pipes on songs such as Marie-Pierre, which I didn't expect. And don't expect any R&B type vocalist from Elon. It's not that, but it works. It actually works really well. Elon generally brings that energy, you know, and it's throughout the album, really. Even on songs where things do slow down a little, or it turns into Afro beats with a little R&B sprinkle, it's hard to actually miss his exuberance and his energy. It's there. His voice is big, it's commanding. Either way, it's got that raspiness going on. What struck me is how animated he is throughout the album. And one could say that is the character of Le Retour de la Pierre. There's some solid tracks to pick out from on Le Retour de la Pierre that include the title track itself. Fire track. Couchez-vous, TNPPDT, STFM, Mon Bébé, the joint with José, Tu Vois Ta Vie, C'est Long. Jeez, man, there's a lot of songs that are going for him. And out of 13, it shows you that, yeah, there's some really good songs on here. These songs demonstrate how much musical range Elon has, and maybe a side of him we didn't really see too much of while he was attached to Kifno Beat. There's nothing he did not give on this album, and for a debut, he's totally stepped outside his comfort zone at times brilliantly. The album is a worthy 8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.